Welcome to the Messiah's Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Messiah's Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, Saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network. Today's date is June 17, 2021. The world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make this choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, please leave your name, number, prayer request, or message. The phone number, of course, 620-878-4682. In an emergency, the cell phone number is 316-619-4886. Text me first because all the robocalls, and boy, I get tired of them. You can always find updates of the breaking news and all the Wichita, and all about the Wichita Mission Church, radio program archives, contact information, all this at our ministry hub, which is very simply prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on internationally on YouTube, podcast on some FM, so pray about supporting airtime. Let's thank our listener base in places like Kiev, the Ukraine, Bonn, Germany, Brisbane, Australia, and of course cities in the good old United States such as Portland, Oregon, Detroit, Michigan, Plano, Texas, and Washington, D.C. Listeners to our radio programs when they podcast later tonight, at least this week you are. By the way, folks, we ask you to send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone. Let me know what city you're hailing from, especially if you have never heard your city mentioned before. You can follow and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now a prayer, and we'll bring on tonight's guest. Your Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So please, Father Yahweh, in your Son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. Well, he was actually supposed to be on last week, but I wasn't completely recovered from my accident that I'd had, as you folks know. Anyway, and so I put him on for this week, and that is Pastor Carl Gallup. He's a best-selling author, senior pastor since 1967. He's a talk radio host. People hear him nationally and internationally. That means all over the world. He's on TV, the same with that, nationally, internationally. Radio guest commentator, former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, founder of P.P. Simmons News and Ministry Network. He's also a member of the Board of Regents at the Yes, a couple of radio programs. Go over and check him out and find out what they are, which is one of them is Fridays. Carl has written 11 books, and I think he mentioned in his last program that he's working on another one. But this one, these books are The Rabbi Who Found Messiah, The Magic Man in the Sky, one of my personal favorites, Final Warning, Be Thou Prepared, When the Lion Roars, Gods and Thrones, Gods of Ground Zero, The Rabbi, The Secret Message and the Identity of Messiah, Gods of the Final Kingdom, Masquerade, which that one accurately predicted what happened to us with COVID. What a thing that was, Masquerade and the wearing of masks. The newest, though, is The Summoning, and let's welcome Pastor Carl. Are you over there?
Pastor Dan, I am here, and thank you so much for having me. And I'm so glad you've recovered from your accident, or at least recovered good enough that you can be on the air.
Yeah, amen. It was just dumb. I'll say it in brief so you know. I was walking up a ramp that was to my office, a wheelchair ramp, that I should have put, you know, those texture things on it, but I didn't. And it's way for 20 years, so when it gets wet, it's slippery. And my foot slipped out from underneath me and went straight back. I bent all my toes back, and everything came down on my knee. And so my leg was really, and ankle was really swelled up for a while and a lot of pain. But, you know, 99% of the swelling's gone, and I'm doing good. And, yeah, hey, I'm able to be on radio and do what, one of my favorite things is try to pick on Carl Gallup's back.
Yeah, and a lot of your audience would agree with you that you always pick on me, brother. You're so mean to me.
Oh, yeah. Well, you always got to, there's the point. You always got an answer, no matter what I come up with.
Well, you know, sometimes I just feel like I'm being bullied.
My heart's for you. Tell that to some of my friends. Oh, anyway.
Yeah, I've gotten to where I hate that word.
Which one?
Bullied.
Bullied?
Yeah. It's a catch-all phrase excuse now.
Yeah. Well, I feel that we've been bullied or whatever by the government and everybody. Things are just getting really, really weird, Carl, and that's kind of what I'm going to talk about tonight. Other than, is there anything really important that you wanted to share tonight? If not, I've got some things I want to talk about, but I'm just curious what's going on in your world.
Yeah, brother, thank you. You're so kind. No, I mean, everything's important, and what's really important is what you want to talk about, and I mean that. I'm not just trying to blow smoke in your ear. I mean, I'm just honored to be a guest and a guest commentator and a color commentator. You know me. I mean, brother, I mean, fire away. I've always got an opinion on something.
Okay. Well, this kind of all ties together, and for the record, and this ties to every one of your books, I mean, you know, because we are in the end times, and, you know, the big thing I like about your books is the explaining of, you know, what's going on spiritually and, you know, who fallen angels and angels and all those things are. But this all interties together. But first, I want to start off with this, and I brushed against it for the last few programs. Number one, do you agree, and this is just a simple question, you agree that, you know, or disagree that I believe that the government is really hard to trust them, you know what I'm saying, and you throw the news media in with that, and, you know, you really can't necessarily trust what they say. Both right now are really hyping this report that hit Congress yesterday about UFOs. Now, we've talked about UFOs many times, but the thing about it is that when these two entities, the federal government generally and the news media mostly, when they bring up things, especially something like this, it's always they're pushing it with their twist for their agenda. Why do you think now that they're coming out with this? And, you know, we even have one senator after he got the report yesterday say that these things are from deep space and they were even recorded in the Bible. Any thoughts about where they might be going with this thing?
Brother, I've been writing about it. I've been preaching it and teaching it for decades, even when it wasn't popular to talk about, even when people would sit even in my own congregation and roll their eyes at me. Now, instead of rolling their eyes, they're begging me to talk to them about it because it's just everywhere. Fox News, the U.S. Navy, videos, governments, you know, Obama, Clinton, Hillary Clinton, John Podesta. I mean, people were questioning Trump all the time. Now Biden and now these reports. Brother, we are being groomed for the great deception. And all I can tell you is when you take everything the Bible says about the last days, and we can get into some of those details if you'd like, and you have to extrapolate them. I mean, the Bible doesn't say in the last days there will be a UFO deception. It doesn't say that, but it does talk about signs in the skies and fire being called down from heaven and people fainting with heart attacks when they see what's coming upon the earth. Jesus talking about a great deception that even the very elect could be deceived in the last days. On and on and on. Jesus talked about these false messiahs and the prophets that would prophesy their coming. Now, I know there's a literal meaning to that of these idiots all over the world claiming to be Messiah. I get that. But when you look, and I've done a study on this, I can't remember, I think it was in Masquerade, I presented the possibility, I'm not dogmatic about this, but there are scholars, I thought maybe I was uncovering something for the first time, but when I got to researching it, there are other scholars out there, there are scholars out there, because I don't want to include myself in that group, but there are scholars, renowned scholars, who do up.
I know. You have to admit it. We got to be honest here. This is an honest program. Pastor Carl is a scholar, whether he doesn't want to admit it or not. He is a scholar. Now, one of those scholars, what do you have to say?
All right, brother. Those are your words. But the bottom line is, I came across scholars from 200 years ago. They didn't use the word UFOs, but they said that there was going to be some kind of deception, that these words messiahs meant beings or entities. In fact, these scholars wrote, this is demonic. And several of them said this can be nothing but demonic messiahs, demons posing as our saviors, the prophets preparing the world for the arrival of these demonic entities posing to be our saviors. This is from several hundred years ago. Scholars that had no knowledge of the technology we have now. Although UFOs have been reported for several thousand years. In one of my other books, I went back to ancient history to research some of the earliest recordings we have in the annals of history. There were kings and generals on battlefields back in the days when it was swords and horses, reported seeing flying objects in the sky hovering over the battlefields. It scared them to death. They thought it was the gods. They thought it was demons. They thought it was angels. But they recorded these things. So scholars have, some scholars, not all, but I found several renowned scholars who pointed to that, those historical instances, and then pointed to Jesus' warning about the last days, about this great deception and all of these false messiahs. Now we can add, but we can put the word in there, false saviors. They're false, so they're presenting themselves to be saviors with an S of the world, but before their arrival there will be prophets that will be false prophets because they're predicting the arrival of these messiahs. Now, when you look at it in that light, it's possible that we were being warned even then that a part of the great deception may be something like what we would now call this UFO phenomena. Now, this has been going on, as I said, for thousands of years, but in the last 100, 150 years, it has really ramped up. In the last several decades, it has really ramped up, as we are now finding out from our own U.S. Navy, who's been cataloging this stuff for decades, wondering, what in the heck is this technology that defies gravity, that defies physics, that defies every known law of earthly existence? How can these things do this? How can they go from space to sea level instantly? How can they then dive under the water right in front of Navy fighter jets, and they're filming this, and then move along and then come up out of the water and disappear in plain sight? I mean, and the jets can't keep up with them, and on and on and on. I mean, this, and a lot of this is on video. I can't remember his name, a big Fox News reporter. He's fairly conservative. I'm looking right at his face in my mind. But anyway, he did a whole special on this. Now we've got these reports coming out. We've got Navy footage being released. And they all say that they're they're speaking against this being warfare technology of other nations because they say, yeah, could it be possible that maybe Russia or China has some kind of technology now that we're not aware of? And I'm just paraphrasing, but the reports I've read said, well, they could, in the same way that we and DARPA and all of that, we have technology they're not aware of. But they defend these phenomena, these UFOs and these videos they have as being not that technology. And if you say, well, why? Why would we be so vain to think that just because we don't have it, Russia or China wouldn't have it? And their answer made sense. They said, because we've been cataloging these things for decades, and Russia and China certainly didn't decades ago, when neither one of them had any money to do anything, and the wall, you know, Mr. Gorbachev tore down this wall, and the Soviet Union was splintered and almost went bankrupt, and China has been, you know, scratching and clawing to gain its way into the world. They surely didn't have this technology decades ago, and they're filming the very same technology even now. So, as I have reported on your show before, and as I have written about, these world-famous ufologists, a lot of these guys are PhDs. None of them are Christians that I know of in their writings, and I've read a lot of them. But they appear on the History Channel, the Science Channel, the UFO Channel, the Sci-Fi Channel, all these different things. And they appear as, you know, experts, because they've been studying astronomy and cosmology for decades and decades and decades, specializing in the study of these unidentified flying objects that cannot be ruled out as swamp gas or technology or some kind of warfare equipment from various nations. And they're stuck with, we don't know what it is. That's why it's called a UFO. Or an RUFO, it's called residual UFOs, that is, left over after you've eliminated everything else, you've still got this stuff. And then you've got all of these stories all over the world of people being taken and taken aboard and captured and examined. I mean, you know, and a lot of those are probably fake, but some of them just don't seem to be fake. And after decades and decades of prying and studying and putting people under hypnosis and just grilling them and drilling them, they just, there's a double handful or more that just don't seem to be fake. And so what these ufologists, as I have recorded, have most recently been saying, now these guys are highly respected, as I said, on the UFO channel, the Sci-Fi channel, the Science channel, the History channel, on and on. They are now, several of them, and I've got them quoted in my book, so I'm having to kind of paraphrase right now. Don't have my books in front of me. But I've got it all referenced from credible sources where they are now saying, we've been studying this phenomena for decades. We used to think it was little green men from other planet, and that was thrilling to think about. But now we are finding something much more disturbing about this. We do not believe, they said. Not all of them said this, but several of the top ones said, we do not think it's little green men from other planet. We don't think it's beings from anywhere else in the physical universe. We believe these are interdimensional beings that have been here since the beginning of time, and they are watching us. And that word freaks me out, because in the book of Daniel, there's several scriptures that talk about the watchers. And the inference is, the context is, that these are interdimensional entities, either good angels or bad angels that have been charged with kind of watching over domains or principalities. And what does Paul say in Ephesians 6? Our battle is not against flesh and blood, but it is against spirit. It is against these entities, these powers, these principalities. And so these guys, these ufologists, are on record saying, these are interdimensional beings. They're watching us, and they want us to see them because we feel like they are preparing us to receive them. And brother, I say all of that. I've dealt with the history. I've dealt with possible biblical connections to this, and again, I'm not dogmatic about it, but when you consider that the world in those days before the return of Christ is going to be like the days of Noah. Flesh is going to be corrupted. It's going to be like the days of Lot. Sexual perversion is going to be rampant, which we know is demonically infested. We know that there's going to be something happening with the technology and biology, with the corruption of flesh, animal flesh, human flesh, just like it was in the days of Noah. All of that is upon us. Now it's being ubiquitously transported around the world through internet and instantaneous communication, information systems. And now, in the last 10 years or less, and particularly in the last 2 or 3 years, this huge ramp up in UFO sightings, Navy video films, military films, people coming forth, whistleblowers, and now world leaders and presidents, and now congressional disclosures and Fox News Channel specials. And it's not a sci-fi kind of thing. They're saying, look, this stuff is real. We just don't know what it is yet, and the government's not telling us. So, brother, that's a long answer to your short question, but the bottom line is, I think we are being set up demonically. And there are people that don't even know the Word of God who are experts with PhDs who would agree with me on this. Now, it doesn't make me right, and it doesn't make them right, and it could be that a UFO deception has nothing to do with the last days phenomena, but I'm beginning to smell a rat the closer we get to the return of the Lord, that there's going to be something that the world is going to perceive as supernatural, and it will be, but, I mean, signs from the heavens and fire being called down out of the heavens by this singular person known in the Bible in Revelation 13 as the Antichrist, and he's going to be working in the power of the dragon, and the dragon is Satan. So there's something demonic, there's something satanic. It has to do with the heavens. Over and over we hear of these signs, these phenomena in the heavens in the last days, and this great deception that's going to sweep the planet. I could be totally wrong in my assessment, but right now my assessment is, how could it be anything other than some kind of UFO deception? And now, just this week, we have this report coming out. And listen, we were promised that this summer it was all going to be released. And I mean, and right in the middle of a COVID pandemic and churches being shut down and pastors being locked up and churches being destroyed and Christians being persecuted and Israel, their government overturned and overthrown, and the U.S. government overturned and overthrown, probably in a completely fake election coup, and they're talking about new strains of COVID and more vaccines that change your DNA structure, all of this, and in the middle of it, they're going to tell us about UFOs. Now, brother, just no coincidence here.
It's break time. We got to go to break. Folks, you can find Pastor Carl at carlgallops.com, carlgallops.com. And Carl, we'll talk some more in just a few minutes, but we got to go to break. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we'll be right back.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back. In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on Earth. The Intentional Neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
What would you do if you had to tell a person the most important information in the world, but you knew they wouldn't believe you? Would you tell them? Well, most would. So what is the most important information in the world to all people, nations, and languages? The most important thing to do is to receive Jesus. But the most important thing not to do is don't take the mark of the beast, because those taking the mark of the beast do not get soul death, but are eternally tormented in hell. Revelation 14:11 says, the smoke of their torment ascendeth up forever and ever, and they have no rest day or night who worship the beast in his image, or whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. But how do you tell them? Give them the book, Miss the Mark. If they'll read this simple, thin, easy-to-read book, they will never take the mark of the beast. One for 20, but don't do that. We offer them a shrink-wrap sets of 10 to give away. One set of 10 for 30, two sets 45, four sets 70 at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com. Miss the Mark at prophecyclub.com.
Folks, we're back. This is Pastor Dan Catlin. You're listening to Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour on American Voice Radio Network. And today is one of our favorite days because we're visiting with Pastor Carl Gallatz. And you can find him at carlgallatz.com. But first, just give me a minute before we bring Carl back on. I know he's over there listening, though. But pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. And, you know, our numbers that we're helping are just increasing daily. You can donate online, mail a check or money order, give a donation over the phone. You can find all that information at prophecyhour.com. Remember, donation online gets to us instantly. Remember, also, talk radio. If you don't want to help with the homeless and poor, remember, we take care of everybody, then pray about supporting talk radio. Airtime isn't free. We have to pay airtime and other things, and so pray about supporting talk radio. Now we're back with Pastor Carl Gallatz, and I know you're there, Carl, right?
I am here, Pastor Dan.
Amen. Well, first, let me say a couple of things. And first off, number one, as normal, you said, well, your long answer to a short question. No, that was a great answer, and I'm glad that you gave it, because this deception is really upon us, because, like I said at the first of it, I really don't trust what comes out of the government, and I don't trust what comes out of the news media, let alone when they push the same thing together. Yep. And the media is saying that we're really going to have to worry about these. That's the big thing that I'm getting from them. They're saying they're dangerous and they're worried about an invasion. Well, but let me throw a couple things out there, and then I'll let you respond to me. You know, in the last few years, UFOs was a thing I looked at in my childhood, right, like a lot of people. And, you know, UFO movies were always neat. I like flying saucer movies, like the old one, The Day the Earth Stood Still, or Earth versus the Flying Saucers. But then in my adult life, just recently, I went back and looked through videos and a lot of research. I joined MUFON so I could get to their information. And they do really do some good research and discount a lot of things as, you know, explainable, but there's a lot that is not. One of the most intriguing things is that there's some videos out there of actual UFOs on radar and in the sky, literally over the Capitol building many years ago. So they thought they were being invaded. My point is now also there's videos that just seem to be undisputable, not only of these things that were attacking Navy ships, or I don't know if they were attacking, but you know what I mean, buzzing around. But there's also this other phenomenon that I want to bring up. It's huge. They say it's like humanoids in the sky, and it does literally look like humanoids. It's some kind of a being just up in the sky and floating and disappearing and doing different things. And so you got to wonder, folks, watchers, those are the angels they were supposed to watch over us. Are these not angels actually watching over us? And should we not, if we're going into the end times, if we're going into the end times or hearing the end times like I believe, then why wouldn't they be there, and shouldn't we be seeing them? Back to you, Carl.
Yeah, well, listen, that's a great assessment, and those are great questions, and that's all I'm saying as well. When you take everything the Bible says about the last days, and I don't want to sit here and just repeat myself, but I've been writing about it in books, preaching, teaching, doing it on your show for years. We've been talking about these things. Now we're pulling it all together in light of this report released a week or two ago to Congress, and they're studying over it now. And I've read the news reporting on it, and they're saying, you know, some headlines say, new UFO report to Congress does not find evidence of any of UFOs being intelligent life, et cetera, et cetera. But then when you read the report or the news article, they have to admit, they said, we don't know what this is. It defies logic. Well, then how can you have your headline saying there's no evidence that it's anything intelligent? Well, of course it's intelligent. One way or the other, it's either these UFOs that are doing intelligent things and can outrun the most intelligent technology known to humans is either U.S. technology, military technology, or it's some advanced nation, some mega superpower technology. But again, I mean, I don't think the U.S. would be releasing these reports. And surely China and Russia couldn't have had this stuff decades ago. So it's either that or it is something that is intelligent, and it is from another system, solar system, galaxy, or it's interdimensional. I don't know what else it could be. I mean, I could still be proven wrong in this. I'm just thinking like a criminal investigator. And then you take all the biblical hints and definitions of what's going to happen in the last days, brother. I just think we're being set up. And a lot of experts and theologians and scientists would agree with me on that.
Amen. I believe the interdimensionality thing about it. But
yeah,
I've interviewed a lot of people over the years. You know, I've been doing that for a long time. But I interviewed a fellow that had a group that did interviews, and they wrote some books on UFOs, but from a Christian perspective.
Yeah.
And they're talking about people being abducted.
Yeah.
The one that caught me, and the reason I had him on the program is that he said that in fact, in more than one case, that when there were some people that started to be abducted, that these things came through the walls to get them or whatever, when they pled the blood of Jesus Christ, they went away.
Yeah. Well, not only that, brother, I've read some of those reports too. As a matter of fact, I think I've written about them. I'm now so blessed to have written so many books, I can't remember which book I've got what in. But you're right. I've read some of those too. And it's also, isn't it interesting? Let's just say that those reports are true. Let's just say that really happened. Let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. When you add to that the fact that these so-called abductions and examinations and communications, some people claim they communicated with them, every one of them have some attachment of what we would call vileness, sexual perversion. I mean, they're probed, you know, in every orifice in their body. You know, their reproductive organs are probed and examined as though they're, you know, specimens of curiosity. The whole thing reeks of being anti-Christ. I mean, you know, it's like we're here, we're the masters of the universe, we're the ones in charge. You know, it's like, why? If these were beings from other planets, you know, I mean, that would take light years of travel. So why would a civilization with that kind of technology be so interested in trashing the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know, and examining sexually and probing? I mean, it just, none of that makes sense. To me, it just reeks of the demonic. And all I know is the Word of God, brother. I keep going back to that 2,000 years ago in the New Testament alone, not even counting the Old Testament, but the New Testament alone, told us there'd be a great deception, there would be panic all over the world, people's hearts would fail them, even the elect could be deceived if that were possible in those days, signs in the heavens, fire from the sky, on and on and on, and then messiahs and prophets prophesying these false saviors that were coming in the last days, and they would say, look, there's one out in the desert. No, there's one in the city. Oh, there's one at the Temple Mount. No, there's another one over here. It's like, my gosh, brother, it could be describing some kind of a demonic deception that we would call a UFO infiltration or invasion, but it's demonic. It's coming from other dimensions, as some UFOlogists who aren't even Christians say. And one of the things that I've written and I have documented, several of these UFOlogists who are not Christians are now saying that these entities are interdimensional, and they seem more in line with the Christian concept of demonic.
Yeah. Let me give you something here. We're talking about a grand deception, okay? Well, what about this? This one movie comes to mind, and it's called, I could be wrong, but I think it's called Prometheus. But it's all a story about these astronauts that go to another planet, and they discover these alien beings or whatever, admitting to they are the ones that planted the seed here on Earth. In other words, they've been watching us because we are their creation, and that's why they've been around. Now, if that doesn't take away from the gospel or the word of our Father, I don't know what does. Back to you.
Yeah, well, that's, you're describing the exact lies of Satan in the Word of God and the demonic. You know, we are your gods. We are. That's what the first commandment, thou shalt have no other gods before you. And then the question begs, well, okay, let's just say that there is no God. All right, we'll play your game, Mr. UFO alien. And you seeded us. And by the way, this is still very popular among the atheists, you know. Several world-famous atheists have said that we were seeded by alien life forms. Well, the question then is, where did they come from? How did it keeps circling back to the same question, and that is, if there is no intelligent designer, then the only answer that we've ever been able to come up with that even comes close to making some kind of sense is evolution. But when you pull it apart scientifically, it falls flat on its face. The old illustration, but it makes a good case of there is. Evolution is like saying that a tornado ripped through a junkyard, and it did it day after day for millions of years until finally a 747 was assembled accidentally. And people that, you know, when you say that, they say, no, that's different. That's technology stuff. We're talking about life. And I always say to them, thank you for saying that. You fell right into my trap, because we can create technological gizmos like airplanes and jets, but we cannot create a gnat out of nothing. We do not know how to give life to something that is previously inanimate. We don't know how to do it. We don't have that power. We have the power to create a 747. So you've just admitted that since you know that a 747 can't create itself out of nothing with no intelligence, with whirlwinds and millions of years, how can life create itself out of nothing? So when you get to this alien seeding thing, now that's good for science fiction movies, and of course that's a demonic lie that would be told that the Earth would believe. That would be a part of the great deception that would deceive even the very elect, if that were possible. I could easily see that. But the question is, all right, if you seeded us, where did you come from? Did you just accidentally form? Are we going to get back to the evolution argument again? Science doesn't support evolution. Logic doesn't support evolution. Statistical science doesn't support evolution. So, Mr. Alien, if you're the ones that created us, How did you get here? You see, so that's the point, brother. This whole thing is just an enigma wrapped in a cloud of demonic deception. And I could be wrong in the final analysis, but I can't help but believe that this is a part of the last day's deception. And I've heard a lot of pastors and theologians say, look, it fits perfectly in with the rapture in that once God, once Jesus Christ himself takes us out of here before he pours the wrath out on the face of the earth, the Antichrist system has to explain how all these people disappeared. Well,
Frank, our producer, actually has a question for you, Carl. Can I read it?
Yeah.
So he says, question for Carl. Doesn't, if it were possible, at least he suggests that it's not possible?
Okay, could you explain? I don't understand the question. If what were possible and were not possible? If what?
It says, if it were possible, you know, I assume this is what he's alluding to. If it were possible, even the very elect would be deceived, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay, all right, thank you. Yes, my explanation of that is this.
Go ahead.
What?
No, go ahead.
Okay, Jesus is telling us, now this is my opinion, but it's a learned opinion. It's a studied opinion, not pulling out of my back pockets. This comes from everything I've researched and written, the word studies I've done, the books I've written, the other scholars that I've read and appealed to. Here's what Jesus meant. He meant that the deception is going to be so huge that even people who have the Holy Spirit and are born again, some of them are going to be fooled for a little while, until it finally slaps them in the face. No, oh my gosh, this is not true. This is the great deception. And it also means that that's a part of this weeding out in the last days, because there are a lot of people who think they're a part of the elect, you know. But Jesus said not everybody that just says, Lord, Lord, is going to enter the kingdom, but only those who are doing the will of my Father, you see. So I think he was just talking about how you know, if we're still here when all of that happens, if some generation of believers are on the earth and that happens, let me put it like this. Let me illustrate it like this. And thank you, Frank. This is an excellent question, and I get asked this all the time, and I love answering it. So let me give this example. So I was talking to a group just a few nights ago about this at the church. We were doing a Bible study, and somebody asked me this same question, Frank. And so I said, okay, look, think of it like this. Look at the world we live in now. It's filled with technology. And I just went down the list, you know, of holographic images and virtual reality and deep fake videos and deep fake audios and the all of the, you know, CRISPR-Cas9 and the mRNA technology of changing the life code of our genetics and on and on and on. The mixing of human flesh and animal flesh. And I said, so we are the first generation to ever see all of this stuff just hit us all at once, all of this technology. I think it's being demonically driven. But that aside, I said to the group that I was speaking to, I said, so what would it take to fool you tomorrow and make you almost turn from your faith? What would it take? I mean, I said, for an example, if I looked out the window right now and saw a big face of Satan, a 3D face of Satan up in the air, up in space, parting the clouds and looking down upon us, the first thing I would think, I mean, it would, you know, shock me for a second, but the next thing I would think is it's a holographic image, you know, Project Bluebeam or something. Why? Why would I be so doubtful? Because of the... Do what, brother?
Oh, I'm sorry. I murmured. Bluebeam.
Okay.
I heard that phrase for a while, but go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, you know, the point is that, but we live in such a technologically advanced world now. I know there still are new technologies on the horizon, but my question is, given all the technology we know and all the technology that DARPA is already working on that has already leaked out, and we know some things about it, what would it take to surprise us in this day? What would it take for Carl Gallops to have a heart attack? What would it take for Carl Gallops to even question the Bible or his faith? some technological wonder, you know, calling fire down out of heaven. Well, we do that now with drones and satellites and missiles. And I mean, so what's it going to take for the very elect even to be deceived, Frank, as you're asking? What's it going to take for Carl Gallup to walk outside one day and say, oh, my gosh, the Bible and everything in it, I think it might have been a lie. And then slap myself in the face and say, no, wait a minute. No, this is a part of the deception. The only thing I can think of, and it may be bigger than this, brother, again, I'm just guessing. The only thing I can think of, can you imagine if we woke up tomorrow and over the earth were just aircraft carrier size spaceships by the tens of thousands blanketing the earth? And you know, and then they started landing, some in Jerusalem, some in Washington, D.C., some in Moscow, some in Beijing, on and on and on. And these beings get out, and these, you know, these grand pronouncements are made, and we're your saviors, we're the Messiah, we're the ones that the prophets spoke about, and we're here. Give us peace, give us safety. Well, we need to make sure you're with us. Everybody line up to take a mark. I mean, I know it sounds far-fetched. But, brother, all of that language is in the scriptures, and now Congress is sitting down with reports, and the Navy has video of these vessels, these craft that defy every law of gravity and physics that the Earth knows and defies any kind of technology we have any knowledge of, and we're the most advanced warfare technology on the planet right now. And I'm just saying, it would take something like that. And I think that's what Jesus meant, Frank. I think he meant it's going to be so great, people will have heart attacks. Even people who are believers, if they're truly sealed by the Holy Spirit, even they, because we're human, we could be shocked for a few moments. We might even question our faith for a little bit. But then the Holy Spirit's going to override all of that, because it's not possible for Carl Gallup to be totally deceived and renounce Jesus like that. It's not possible. Why? Because I'm under the blood. Because I'm sealed by the Holy Spirit. But Carl Gallup, as a human, it is possible for me to be shocked, even scared for a little bit, until I finally come to my senses. But what would it take to do that to Carl Gallup and to Dan and to Frank? You see, that's my question. And the only thing I can think of is something like what we're talking about, some gigantic UFO deception. And brothers, I don't know how, if, or when that would happen, but if it does, that would be it. That could do it. And so that's my answer.
Back. Let me tell you, when you came back and you gave the ending, that no, the Holy Spirit would tell you, in other words, no, it says, yeah, he said, oh, it isn't possible, and he said, that's what I was waiting for. So he's on page with you. But as normal, you gave the broader explanation, and I'm glad that you did, because that's how we have to talk to people. You know, sometimes short answers are okay sometimes, but we need to explain ourselves. I think we're getting ready to see some incredible things, Carl, and I think that, you know, I think you've just been in training for it all this time, and so have I and a lot of other people, but we gotta be out there on the front line doing it, my brother. We really, really do.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead. Back to you.
No, I'm sorry. I thought you were finished. Keep going, brother.
Oh, I basically am. I just said that, you know, we really gotta be out there for a witness to this, because this is coming, some way, shape, or form. This is coming out of Congress. It came out of the Pentagon and such, and the news media is pushing it. You know, what's it going to push it to? And then you go back with that. You know, Carl, you know, we should have no other gods before me. You know, people don't even understand what that means.
Yes.
You don't understand that there's other entities. That's why, and I'm not just trying to plug your books, but that's why your books are important, because you explain what these other gods are, to make them aware that these things are out there. You understand? Yeah. Back to you.
Yeah, in the book of Deuteronomy, God says, thou shalt have no other gods before you. And then he goes on to say, and these are not really gods. They are demons. God actually calls them demons. He said, these are no gods at all. They are demons. And he says that in the book of Deuteronomy, the same book where it's recorded, where he tells them, you shall not have these demons in your life and put them over me as though they're some kind of gods. They will pretend like they are. And don't you make images of them. Don't you make landing pads for them, if you will. Don't gather around images and on platforms summoning up the demons, because they are real. They will come from other dimensions, and you will be infested with these things, and that curse will pass generation to generation to generation. That's the first two commandments, brother. Now, when you get to the New Testament, and just think of what the Bible says, a generation is coming that's going to see. Now, think about this again, brother. They're going to see an Antichrist system that's going to demand the entire world take a mark of worship and adoration. It's going to be that Satan, the dragon, gives his power to a system called the beast and a person called the beast, and there will be a false prophet that will come along beside him, one that will say, here's the one we've been waiting on. Here he is. Here they are. Jesus said there will be many saviors in those days, many false prophets getting everybody ready for their arrival and say, they're here, they're there, they're here. Don't you go out looking for them, because when I come, it'll be like the lightning striking from the east to the west. The whole earth will see it at once, and they will know it's me, and they will mourn. But then we're told that in Revelation 13 that all of this would come with lying wonders. In 2 Thessalonians, lying wonders and powers from Satan and fire being called down from the heavens. He just calls it down, and here it comes. Supposed supernatural and miracles. And brother, if you'll just take all of that and the fact that Jesus said people will die with heart attacks, they'll be so afraid when they see what, here's his words, coming upon the earth. When they see what is coming upon the earth, they will die of heart attacks. And that deception in those days will be so great that even the elect could be deceived, if that were possible. So when you add all of that up and you think about this UFO report, all of this UFO, 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 UFO for the last 20 years, and now it's reaching a pinnacle in the middle of COVID and government seizing control and closing down churches and putting pastors in jail and Israel going down the tank and the U.S. going down the tank and fake elections. Brothers, it's just no coincidence.
Carl, I got less than 30 seconds. Tell them your website. I got to go, brother. We'll talk again.
Okay, carlgallops.com. Thanks for having me on, Pastor Dan.
Carl. All right, folks, that was Pastor Carl, of course. But remember, there is only one true God. You need to know it right now, and he is your father. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins, and he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way to the Father. Pray about making a donation tonight to support Talk Radio. Do it by PayPal. Go to prophecyhour.com. Lord, our God, Father, King, Universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and would give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until next Thursday, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for Messiah's Branch.